I'm here on the job site with Dale, who's a framing contractor.
Hey, good morning.
Dale traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for all his business vehicles. We're here where he needs us most.
Yep, they sure are.
We make it easy for him to save on all his insurance needs, all in one place, with coverage that fits his business and bottom line. Oh, I shouldn't have looked down.
It's all right.
We're so far up here.
Look at me. Take a deep breath.
No, I'm good. So good.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.
So I thank you.
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Thank you very much for tuning in. And welcome to the ritual, folks, that I call That's My Opinion. And only on Joy 99.7 FM every Monday at this time. So make it a point. And our topics, folks, Chiefs will do politics. Chiefs will do politics. As soon as I say that, everybody just says, hold on. But on the second thought, folks, I think the topic should have been Chiefs must do politics. Chiefs must do politics. But let us all gather and make truth good. Folks, last Monday, the show was about the depreciating value of the city, in which I said, per Dr. Baumia's own assertions, proclamations, and speeches, that 4 cedis to a dollar was unheard of. If we have given him the opportunity for 8 years, and it's now 15 cedis to a dollar, it's only fair that he comes back to us with reasons and explanations as to why we are where we are, before we give him the presidential slot, or at least think of giving him the presidential seat. This indeed rocked the boat. Oh yes, this really, really rocked the boat. There were those who were happy that things that were being said in the closet has finally come out for the bigger discussions and deliberations. There were the usual insults. Oh yes, there were the usual insults. But what stood out for me is that he's a chief and he's doing politics. Oh yeah, politics. Folks, that simple phrase or statement has muted many voices, has killed many dreams, and has excluded many able minds from the game of governance. There are many who are really endowed with wisdom and experience, some of whom have even helped build other nations that we admire. But they are petrified of that phrase. He's doing politics. Now, when I posted the topic, immediately I got responses. And as for this, it's a no-no. Chiefs must not do politics. Well, folks, I am sorry to disappoint you. Folks, I am sorry to disappoint you. But yes. Chiefs should and must do politics. But yes, I do agree with you. Chiefs must not be partisan. We should never be partisan. At least, not in public. Now that's where the confusion lies. A chief wearing party t-shirts on the campaign platform, jumping up and down, move voting my party way, move voting my party way. That kind of partisanship should never be allowed. Because as a chief, you lived on borrowed glory, borrowed honor, borrowed esteem. Folks, you're living a borrowed life. And most of your entitlement is for the stool and not your person, even though there's a fine line in between. So you don't use the stool's honor and glory to go follow your interest in a political party. That is a no-no. But what is politics? Folks, politics is about the daily governance of a country, of a church, institution, group, club, of multimedia. The daily governance of it is the politics of it. Partisan, however, is just you being stuck to one particular party, media, koyubai, kra, media, me a party way, and I'm a party way. That's the partisan side of things. And sometimes even things go wrong, they find a way to defend it because, you know, it's like a football team. Even if we lose, I'm still supporting it. We live to play another day. No. Ahodie, chiefs cannot venture. Chiefs cannot venture. But the daily governance of a country, if you exclude chiefs, folks, you are excluding a huge percentage of stakeholders in the daily governance of the country. Let me tell you a story. The road from Akosombo to Edumasa, I tell you what, sometimes I call it hostile terrain. Hostile terrain. Really bad. In spite of the peninsula being on the road, in spite of Ketekrachi timber, in spite of Tropo. I mean, there are so many huge investments on the road, but the road is bad. Now, during the time of NDC, the DC then was Ampem Nyako, who's now my very, very good friend. At the time, we were literally like fire and water, big time enemies. And Ampem, as a DC, complained that because I am MPP, that's why I was giving him so much grief over the road. At the time, I said, I don't care. Even if I'm Lucifer, fix this road. And we fought and fought and fought. I mean, he reported me to the paramountcy, everything, over this road. Then Ampin moved on and became MP. So now the road is not fall under his jurisdiction anymore. So we became friends. Why did we become friends? Because now DC Ajekum was in the office. And the road now falls under his jurisdiction. And I was on his back, fighting DC Ajekum, for the same road. And guess what? DC Ajekum says, Oye NDC ni. That's why he's giving me grief on the road. So you see, folks, why some chiefs just keep quiet. So on one road, during the NDC period, I was MPP. When NDC left and MPP came and I was still complaining about the same road, my party changed. That's why I say chiefs must do politics. Because I don't see anything partisan about having a good road or access of good road. There's nothing partisan about getting water. There's nothing partisan about getting schools fixed. And on the subject of schools, recently, headmaster calls me. We want to train Jollyphonics for the new teachers that have come. And when they go for the breaks, they will need some snacks. And I obey to me as I need 300 cities. They didn't call the government. They didn't call the MP, the education minister, whoever it is. No, they called me. But these are government teachers working in a government school, doing their training. But as I said, and that is politics. And so as a chief, or as any chief, you have every right, regardless of who's in power, to complain or to demand or to request or inform or point in the right direction if something is going wrong within your jurisdiction. So if you're going to mute all of us on the basis that, oh, we are politics, we are hinting, oh, they won't cut politics, well, what am I going to talk about? speak in tongues from morning till evening and go to sleep? Because if you're going to drink water, it's politics. If you're going to go to the hospital and you need health care, it's politics. Everything is politics. And chiefs must be involved in that kind of politics. And so for those of you who were insulting me, I don't know if you've ever read Dr. Bahoumia's speech, Restoring the Value of the City. My God, 50 pages. Restoring the Value of the City. Na time ni ho nyasanka mi mamu highlights kakra. And I'm not saying it's bad. It was really, really good. Complained about borrowing too much. He complained about too much taxes at the port. He complained about dollarization and hoarding of money. I mean, he touched on all the things that we want and we're talking about. And so if as a chief, as a journalist, as a citizen, I am saying, what happened to restoring the value of the city? What has that got to do with this? I don't know whether if you are MPP and you get to the Forex, now you, Okada, Unyano, be at two cities to a dollar. I don't know. Maybe, I think maybe if you have a party card and you get to the Forex, you get the dollar cheaper. So I am urging all chiefs, and particularly the big ones, those whose voice go far and those who can literally pull stops, that you must be involved in the daily governance. It must be a requirement. In fact, I think every 6 months you should actually write a paper as to which daily governance have you been involved in and how. I think every chief. Because we are in the villages, we are in the communities, we are in the towns, far away from the central districts. So we know what's going on. We know what diseases are peculiar to our people. We know the teenage pregnancy that happens there. We know these things. And all these things will come to the door of governance, which is politics. Itibayan can be saying. So this thing where, as I say, everybody is scared to mention any teachers will be able to, so chiefs want to remain neutral. Neutral as to what? Neutral to what? You are a chief facing the daily dynamics of life, changing policies being made by central government affecting you positively or negatively. If it affects you positively, urge it on so you get more for your people. If it affects you negatively, jump up and down to see if you can mitigate their problems. How can that be politics? How can that be politics? If I Google how much is a dollar to CD today, is it going to ask me, say, what is your partisan inclination before I give you the result? I beg you know. And the figure you see, is it right or is it wrong? If it's wrong, why can't you complain or seek, you know, some resolution to it? So I'm urging all chiefs, particularly the big ones, particularly the paramountsies, don't be scared about the tag of Oya politics, because it is not our fault that we run a multi-party governance system, which means when you say something, it will most probably go for one and not go for the other. It's not your fault. But whatever it is that you said should endure better for Ghana. I mean, come on. If anybody wants the city to drop so that, you know, businesses and value of human lives go up, that's got nothing to do with any politics or any party. So we will do politics. They say, yeah, politics. Go and fix the road. We are doing politics. Fix the road. Get the chips compound, you know, well stocked. Politics. Stock whatever it is. Go and stock the chip compounds. So that when somebody goes there with simple malaria, they can just be, And I think if chiefs are emboldened and overcome this fear of Oyeye politics, there will be a lot of pressure from really high places. So that people who are doing the partisan side or people who are in the governance would know that they be, this time the traditional authorities have gotten up. they will know that this time the traditional authorities are up. And they are looking into it, and they will speak against it. And when they speak against it, the people would also vote against you. And they speak for it, the people will speak for you. So folks, we shall do politics. I will do politics. Yes, at all costs, I'll stay away from partisan, the party weechi, miche t-shirt, mijina platform, bisu, AKKKK. No, in my bedroom, fine. I know who I support, I know who I talk. But in terms of a road being bad, in terms of education being fixed, in terms of policy, in terms of promoting our culture, in terms of that, as for that politics, folks, I think if you're a chief and you're not even doing it, now the House of Chiefs should even call you and find out. Say, how come you were a chief and ABCD is not going right in your jurisdiction and we have not seen one statement from you? I think that's what should happen. You're a chief. Maybe you have a peculiar problem in your area. It could be teenage pregnancy. It could be a particular disease. It could be maybe bad roads. It could be something. You have a peculiar issue in your area. But you have an issue.
I'm here on the job site with Dale, who's a framing contractor.
Hey, good morning.
Dale traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for all his business vehicles. We're here where he needs us most.
Yep, they sure are.
We make it easy for him to save on all his insurance needs, all in one place. With coverage that fits his business and bottom line. Oh, I shouldn't have looked down.
It's all right.
We're so far up here.
Look at me. Take a deep breath.
No, I'm good. So good.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. It feels good to Geico.
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long distance relationship, becoming a first step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Should any public statement on it, why? Why haven't you raised the issue? Misru, you can say me hear politics. Of course, obey your politics. Of course, you have to do politics. You know the number, it's 0302-216-541. 0302-216-541. Who is my first caller? Hello.
Hello.
Yes, sir. Who's?
Nana, I greet you.
I greet you back. Derek.
Yes, sir.
I know this voice. Derek, let me hear you.
Nana, this is sad. This is really, really, really sad. It looks like whatever the chiefs come out with is demonized. Meanwhile, they are the custodians of the land. So that is why I keep advocating for an upper chamber, so that the chiefs will scrap the National House of Chiefs thing, Council of State thing, and will bring in the chiefs, so that they will carry weight when they speak. Because if you are telling me when my chief is demanding for a vote or a change compact, he's playing politics. It's like you are shutting my chief down, and you are shutting everybody in the community down. Who should speak for us? That's a big question. If we can find answer to that big question, that if the chiefs are not there, then the community is down, and then nobody can speak, then we'll be somewhere. they will continue speaking and speaking and speaking till we get what we want.
I thank you very much for that call. 0302216541. Hello, who's talking to me?
Good evening, Nana. I hope you're doing well.
I'm good. I'm good. Ajiman Joseph, I know this voice.
Yes. Nana, you've explained it better. They should do politics, but there's a limit. Anytime a politician goes to a certain village or a town to speak to the people for them to vote for him, they go to the chief palace first because he matters. If you have a chief who always will let the youth be doing communal labor, but in the end they don't have any job to do, then the chief, is of no use, because you have to speak to it so that job creation will go on in your vicinity. If, let's say, there's a mining company around and you won't let the government to give a law that at least a certain percentage of the job should be given to the youth who qualifies, then you, the chief, you are not helping. If you sit down and things are not going well, your people will blame you that you are not a good chief. So at the long run, the chief had to speak. So it's a nice way of doing politics. So you are on point. Thank you, sir.
Thank you too. Hello, and who's talking to me?
Yeah, this is Benjamin from Adenta.
Benjamin, let me hear you.
Yes. I don't think we are actually situating the discussion within its rightful context. Because I think that it's not a matter of the chiefs doing politics or not doing politics, because everything you do is politics. Even as the family head in your house, taking decisions here and there, you're supposed to apply some opportunity costs, you know. So it's politics. But then the thing is, the chiefs meddle in actual politics where they endorse candidates. That's not how we're supposed to situate the discussion. Otherwise, we'll not get it to the bottom. They actually endorse candidates. It's been alleged that some of them didn't get V8. I don't have the evidence, but that's what we're hearing, you know. And then they go about endorsing candidates and even telling their subjects to vote for this candidate, even barring other candidates from coming to contest, like it happened in Akim, NDC was banned some years back, from even coming there to campaign. These are the things that I think we should be talking about. Some of the chiefs really are not respected by the political figures. I don't know why that is the case, because the chief in Aslau actually mentioned that the E-block Mahama was building was in the bush somewhere, and it wasn't being done, so the bush is taking over. So they should be done, the place cleared for people to use, because it doesn't have classrooms in this area, which is a good call. Kwame Tafakai interviewed Akufo-Addo on Kiss FM. Akufo-Addo said, Uncle, yeah. You know, so the chiefs, some of them really can't come out to speak, because once you speak, you are being denigrated. No wonder some of them were even being ordered to stand and shake the president, whilst others are not being ordered to stand and shake the president. So I think some of these things happening, the political leaders themselves, even if alleged, sometimes meddle in who becomes the chief, just because of the land or whatever that is in that area. So I think, you know, if we don't appropriate a discussion along these lines, we can never come to any conclusion, because it will be the usual talk. But there are a lot of underhand dealings, and some of the chiefs really meddle in actual politics. Thank you.
Thank you very much. And hello, who's talking to me?
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, this is Kobe from Adenta.
Kobe, let me hear you.
Yes, Nana, for me, I totally disagree with you.
Okay.
Because looking at the role our chiefs have played in times past, like, let's say, from the colonial days, where you really value what the chiefs, most of the chiefs were doing, you can't compare it to what we are currently doing now. Most of the chiefs in our current generation have even brought a lot of division among us. It's like whatever they are doing, playing politics. The politics they are even doing it. What me, I was expecting you to rather also do is to come out and say that my chiefs, or let's say my other chiefs who are engaged in galamsey, who are selling lands to more than two people, who are selling lands to other people, using it for other things, they should desist from it. That is what me, I think, instead of we saying they should get into active politics. Because when they get into it, what even now that they are hiding behind some political parties doing all this. See the division they brought into the our community.
Okay, hold on.
Now it is not like the olden days where chiefs were seen to be people.
No, I didn't say chiefs should get into active politics. That's why I'm saying you should hold on and listen to me.
Youth and even the community. Now they don't do that. Most of the chiefs don't. Your people don't do that.
Did you listen?
They go
did you listen
hide
from
behind
the beginning?
Political parties, take bribes and other things, and come out and do whatever they want to do. So me, you saying they should come out and get into active, they are doing it.
Did I say? Did you listen to the show from
them? Oh,
bear me one second. Hold on one second.
That is the thing that we should be talking about because most of these chiefs have really dirty them.
Hold on. Abai, hello. Radio, you remember, Papa? Abba, hello.
Yes.
Abai, hold on one second, my brother. Did you listen to the whole narration from the beginning? Hey, Akwe Wawarinudie. Hello, who's talking to me?
Hello?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Nana, my name is Sifas. I'm calling from Tema.
Sifas, let me hear you.
Yes. Today, you have touched on a very important part of our politics.
Mm-hmm.
You know, before the era of the whites coming to Africa.
Mm-hmm.
It was the chiefs that were taking care of all the development, taking care of any issues that crop up in the townships.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the constitution says chiefs should not do politics.
Mm-hmm.
As far as I'm concerned, and it is one thing I have been thinking about so that we can change our constitution. Change the constitution so that the chiefs will be the district chief executives, the municipal chief executives, and probably the regional ministers, depending on their ranks.
Mm-hmm.
So that the chiefs will play the main leadership role as far as development in the villages are concerned. You see, that is my take on this issue. We may have to change the constitution, that part of the constitution who says that the chiefs should not partake in politics. We have to change it. Thank you.
Thank you very much. But maybe for the benefit of those who didn't listen from the beginning, no, I'm not asking chiefs to partake in active politics in terms of partisan politics. Maybe I'm supporting MPP. Now, we're banana na sa kwa mishi MPP t-shirt. Nemi jina campaign rally ground. Nemi ye gigigigi. No. That's not what I'm talking about. But just like my brother just said, because politics is about everyday governance. Everyday governance is politics, including the same galamsey that you talked about. It's everyday governance. And so chiefs should be involved in the everyday governance of the country, but not in the interest of a party. Fine, a party may bring a policy which goes well for you. So a party will bring a policy that brings the city down, or a party brings a policy that adopts cheap technology to build roads which your people benefit from. So yes, you praise the policy. There's a fine line. You praise the policy and says our policy here. Yeah, for so, yeah, Taiwachi. Regardless of who brought it. It you as a chief there. Yes, that sort of politics you do. So, yes, I mean, with those who are actively supporting parties and supporting party way, that's wrong. And if you had listened to the narration, I said that the honor and the glory that you have as a chief is not for you. It's for the stool, right? And you can use the stool's glory to go and support the party that you want. Who's talking to me? So yes, please. I am not talking about chiefs wearing party paraphernalia and jumping up and down. Hello, who's talking to me?
Nana Kwesi.
Ah, Nana Kwesi, I want to hear you on this one.
No. People should learn to listen. I couldn't agree with you less, Nana. There's this thing I've been saying, and I'll keep saying it. The dangerous thing that faces this country are people who are loyal to political parties than they are to the country Ghana. That is how come the examples you gave, when it's going bad, they go to the forest group, and the changes is high. Why aren't you complaining? If you are loyal to the country and not the politics and not the political party, then you complain. However, what do we see? You see that one is defending it or saying, oh, in your time it was this West, me, this West guy, it's okay. That is all we are debating on. So how do we proceed? And now about the Galanzebe, I agree, the chief must be empowered, but how are we going to do it? Because the chief will say, I will not let anybody mine in my community. And you get someone coming to say, I'm coming to mine, they're giving me a lease. And the chief will rally people. And at the end of the day, you get security officers guarding these people, mining the community. So where is that little power of the chief? Nana, where did it vanish to? Because if they were being involved and they were that powerful like they used to be, this whole littering around and this little things, you know, wouldn't even got up there. But everything has to go up there and then it will come down. And when you go up there and it is coming down, it never reaches down. Nana, so how do we then situate our constitution so that it wouldn't be like a chief is saying that, no, this is the right thing to do. And we all see that it is the right thing to do. However, somebody will come back from Accra holding a letter saying that they're giving me this letter saying that so it overrides you, the chief saying that we all knowing that this is the right thing to do. If that letter overrides what you are saying, how do we navigate it? So what should we do about the constitution? Because it all starts from there. And do you understand what I'm saying? So it's like the chiefs are there. We want them to build a certain form of power. However, it's like they are toothless. Really. Honestly, they are toothless. If we are coming to go by the whole government way, people are going into villages to mine with leases. So how do we consider the constitution so that the chiefs will have that power? So that way, so they approve. You can't bring any letter from Accra or wherever and say that whatever institution has given you, whatever to come and do whatever you want in the community.
Okay, you're taking it one notch higher. I'm just actually concerned about this phrase of oil politics. He's doing politics. And I, you know, talked about my show last week and, you know, some people trying to punch me left and right, say, oh, now oil politics. I think, of course I'm doing politics. Yes, me, your politics. I wasn't being partisan, but I was being politics. And it's politics to bring the city down so that we go. And I'm just saying that there are too many people who are mute for the fear of being tagged that, hey, oh, yeah, politics.
I'm here on a job site with Tim, who owns his own electrical contracting business.
3 employees and 2 work trucks.
Tim traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance. We're positively here where he needs us most.
They sure are.
With step-by-step help on all his insurance needs, all for shockingly low rates.
Shockingly low, huh?
Just a little bit of electrician humour. Do you get it?
I got it.
You know, it feels like we have a real connection. All right, I'll stop.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. It feels good to Geico.
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first stepfather, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
And I think it's about time they should get out of that fear. Say, I'm here politics. Yeah. So far as I'm fighting for good roads, ships, compound, and schools, yes, I'm here politics.
Yeah, Nana, I think I do perfectly agree with you. We are all involved in politics. Me, I do politics. I just don't do partisan politics. However, the chiefs, like I'm saying, the chiefs, if everything is about these two mistakes that we keep putting in power, everything is about them. So maybe, Nana, today you are strong. You can say what you want to say, and they can tell you all you want. And you say that, no, go shaking. I'm still insisting on what I'm saying. Can the others do just like you are doing? Because right now, it also looks like, just like you mentioned about the development and the roads, it almost looks like now it's a favor when they do it for us. So their primary responsibility, you know, now it looks like it's a favor when they do it to us. So right now, instead of these chiefs calling them out, you know, they are rather licking boots so that they can just get their road fixed. It's not how it's supposed to be. So now then maybe you should organize your people and start encouraging them that you people are together, you have to come together, and they should call the government and they should call them as if things are not going right, so that when they victimize one, all of you will stand against that person. Then maybe you'll be going somewhere.
Thank you very much, Nana Kwesi. 0302216541. Hello, who's talking to me? Okay, hello, and who's talking to me? Hello.
Hello, Nana and Sakwal.
Yes, sir.
Nyamento unkwanem bebe.
That's it.
Because if you get cheap... Okay, Nana, I don't know. Correct me. I learned that the term chief is a derogatory word introduced by the colonial master.
Well, I haven't researched into it, but I'll probably have to find out.
Okay. And maybe one day we also get to maybe help us understand the difference between the term chief, king, and all that.
Sure,
but
sure.
The first thing I would want us to consider is, why shouldn't chiefs do partisan politics? We know they are not supposed to do it, but we don't have reasons they are not supposed to do it.
What, you see, the reason for me is that, you see, me as Nana Nsakwa, I wasn't born Nana Nsakwa. There are so many things, favors, honors, entitlement that I get now because I'm Nana Nsakwa.
So,
I was born Kwaku Sintimisa, ironically. So Kwaku Sintimisa can't take the privileges of Nana Nsakwa to go and do what Kwaku Sintimisa likes. Because it is Nana Nsakwa is continuum, but Kwaku Sintimisa will end.
Okay.
So if I take Nana Nsakwa now and I go and follow party, you know, let's say NDC, and then the next Nana Nsakwa comes and says, oh, as for me, I'm MPP, so I'm going MPP, you will bring in the reputation of the stool down.
Okay.
So if you want to go and do that personal partisan thing, then drop the Nana Nsakwa, just go and do your thing. However,
okay, thanks for the explanation. But the point still remains that, you see, from the colonial times up to this time, chiefs have played a nebulous role in our politics.
Sure.
At one time, we see the chiefs in bed with the politicians. At another time, we see them being antagonistic. So I think one of the main reasons they are not able to do the politics that we expect them to do is that, maybe Nana, you as Ohene can help us understand the day-to-day activities of a chief. If you are involved in the activities in your jurisdiction, first of all, in your capacity as the Ohene, respected Nana of the area, if you are involved in the day-to-day activities of your jurisdiction, naturally, then the politics will fall in automatically. But you cannot do the politics when you are removed from the community, such that even the role that you are supposed to play as a chief or as a king, you are not doing it, and then out of the blues, you jump up to say, we need roads, it will become a bit difficult. So I think that if somebody gets the opportunity to rule an area and you have subjects that they listen to, first of all, you should be seen performing your role as the chief. In most places, you will find the chiefs in the palaces, and they are there. And when you go and things are happening, it's as if there is no opening in the area. And I guess you understand what I mean. You see all kinds of silly things going on. You're like, auntie, how's a penny you are? So it is when the chief or the king becomes involved, he becomes aware, he is interested in what goes on in his society. You talk teenage pregnancies, we have our teens going wayward, people erecting all kinds of things, and all kinds of things. People are just entering into water bodies, and a whole lot are going out. And you see, and the point I'm making is that once the chief does not perform his first role, the elevated position that he's been given, once he fails to do that one, it becomes difficult to go to the next step of doing politics, which will venture into the national thing, where if all chiefs were supposed to do that, then they will even have a higher say.
Thank you very much. The line is hot. And hello, who's talking to me?
Yes, Nana.
Yes, sir.
I greet all your listeners this evening. I'm Kwame, and I'm also a chief.
Great.
I think most of the chiefs, as other callers have stated, I think we dip ourselves so much in politics, and at a point you would realize that your subject knows very well that you are in bed with NDC and that you don't give attention to NPP. I think that we chiefs, if for any reason, we should be self-disciplined enough not to be so much involved in party politics. As you already mentioned, the day-to-day running of catchment areas, it is very important that when there are programs that you are even inviting, you invite both political parties. If there are developmental works and you need it to be done, put it before the two political parties. In that way, you are not involved in it, but you are pushing them to bring development to your area. Next month, on the 8th, we have a program. And what we did was that we unanimously agreed that we are not going to invite one political party. Let's invite the two.
May I ask, chief of which area? We have to give.
I'm a chief of the Agova Akachi.
Agova Akachi, okay.
Yes. And you see, when you have this going on and you have developmental projects and you bring the two political parties, you will realize that in no time you've achieved so much. So I think that the chiefs of today, one, must be self-sufficient. The little you have, be sufficient, let it be sufficient to you. And stop taking midnight money, because obviously we are in an election year. They would come to you and says that, Nana, you know what I'm talking about very well.
Yes.
They will come, I want to have a meeting with you. And when they enter the palace, they are going, they leave an envelope of 5,000. Take your envelope. I have a school building. Go and do and finish it. I need a library. Go and fix it. So at the end of the day, your school becomes a channel of a way to develop your people. When a word dropped from your mouth, your people regard it. So I think we chiefs must, one, have self-discipline, self-sufficient, and push for the agenda of our people better than ourselves and our pockets and our stomach only. Thank you.
Togbe, thank you very much this evening. 0302-216-541. Hello, and who's talking to me?
Yes, my name is Nana Kwikwando, and good evening to your listeners. You know, this conversation is interesting because it shows at the end of the day that the chiefs have a leadership role to play in society, which has been relegated because of the political and constitutional, you know, mode that we are running our societies by. As the last chief rightly put it very well, that, you know, there's a huge developmental aspect that chiefs play in any society. And so I think we need to look at reforming the actual way in which we are using chiefs. That this all shows that chiefs in their areas can be responsible for development, because if your area does not develop, it means that the chief is not going on. And we need to get to a point where the chief develops almost like a system like the Chinese, where there's no party system, so that things are done on merit. You are appointed, a chief won't appoint someone to help him develop his area if that person is going to let him down, because at the end of the day, it makes the stool look bad. But in the borrowed way that we are running our country, there's lots of things that have relegated our institutional knowledge and our indigenous knowledge, which is the best for us, to the sidelines. I specifically want to say that something like the role of chiefs today, I'm personally involved in the issue of fighting against genetically modified organisms in our food systems today. And last week, a court, though they dismissed our plea, ordered and directed that all GMO foods should be labeled. I think these are some of the issues that chiefs should get involved in, because it affects the land, it affects the biodiversity of the nation, the communities and the environment on which their stools have pledged to keep for future generations, is very much involved in this issue of GMO.
Thank you very much. GMO, I think that's a big thing that I think chiefs should really, really be involved with GMO in terms of what are we putting in our food and what are we eating. From Susan Eduamankwa, he says, yes, chiefs should be political. How can they remain aloof when politics is about resources and its disbursement and its distribution? The Chinese have a party system. Please correct that. The Communist Party is a party. Every Monday we are here to do the same thing, but this Monday has been absolutely, absolutely wonderful. With me in the studio, the first prince of Edumasa, Mr. Rain Dansumisa himself, with his significant other, Naomi Richardson, and our little and youngest ever listener of That's My Opinion, Nyam, Nyam. I haven't called you to the mic. Like mother, like daughter. So that's what we do every Monday. We pick a topic, I talk about it, and then we jojo, agree or disagree, but whatever it is to make us better as a people. Soldier on.
I'm here on a job site with Tim, who owns his own electrical contracting business.
3 employees and 2 work trucks.
Tim traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance. We're positively here where he needs us most.
They sure are.
With step-by-step help on all his insurance needs, all for shockingly low rates.
Shockingly low, huh?
Just a little bit of electrician humour. Do you get it?
I got it.
You know, it feels like we have a real connection. All right, I'll stop.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at Geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.